This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how I respond when God chooses someone else. And there have been times in my life when I really wanted something, but God had a different course for me at the time. And maybe He chose someone else for the assignment that I really wanted. And I had this thought as I was reading about how David really wanted nothing more than to build the temple. But God denied him this right and chose someone else. And I find David's response so instructive because rather than sulk or respond immaturely or even disengaged, David became all the more engaged because he ultimately wanted the finest temple for God. So in 1 Chronicles 22, we learn that David helped to select the site for the temple. He even secured the necessary building materials, and he would ultimately go on to train the one that God had chosen for the assignment over him, which was his son Solomon. So I love David's heart and attitude, and it is instructive because it is one that I have had to grow into. If years ago God told me no, I would take it so personally, and I wouldn't believe that He ultimately had a plan for my life. But we have to know that even when God says no, it is for the better. And the words that I use to inspire me are, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust God's plan for your life, even if He said no.